Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're with numbers overkill here. Best three-point shooting team in the tournament, Baylor. They hit 41.8% of their shots. Oh, God. I was just pimping up how well we like Texas Southern over Mount St. Mary's. Worst three-point shooting team in the tournament. Texas Southern, 27.7%. Yeah, but don't worry. They're going to bomb away. They're going to bomb away. The tallest team. Tallest team in the tournament. Do you care to guess, Matias? Who do you think the tallest team in the tournament is?
Purdue.
My guess would have been BYU. They got a bunch of tall-ass white dudes on that team.
Purdue has like a guy that's like 7'4". He looks like Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, USC. The USC Trojans are actually the, on average height, the tallest team in the tournament. The smallest team in the tournament is Abilene Christian, which is going to be a problem against Texas, who are pretty big, man. You know what no one talks about on Texas is that Sims kid. That kid's a monster, man. That kid's a beast. Everyone, you know, Brown's one of, you know who Brown reminds me of? Andrew Wiggins. Not in their game. Like, I know Brown is taller than Wiggins and stuff like that. They have a different sort of game, but sort of the same thing. That, like, Wiggins is better in the NBA than he was in college. You know what I mean? Like, remember Wiggins in college, guys? They were, like, two and done. And Wiggins, like, scored, like, 6 points or something in a game and was, like, he just didn't really have an impact, and then he got drafted high anyways, right? And he's gone on and kind of not have an impact in his NBA career, but made a lot of money along the way. Most efficient offenses, adjusted points. So you're always going to hear about the efficiency. You got to be in the top 20 in efficiency in both offense and defense if you want to win the title. Most efficient offenses, adjusted points per 100 possessions. Gonzaga, number one. Number two, Iowa. Number three, Baylor. Number four, Ohio State. Most efficient defense is adjusted points per allowed 100 possessions. Loyola Chicago, number one. See, we're telling you all this stuff. This helps you for capping purposes. Georgia Tech just lost their best player, and they're playing against the best defense. Best defense, Loyola Chicago. Second best, Alabama. Third best, Tennessee. Fourth, Illinois. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
Coming to you 24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
with the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Science and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And so is the information about it. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Bad news for you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
What is it? Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
You think you win, but you won't.
The late night anger management class continues. That does it on March Madness breakdown. Drew Martin Betts is going to step up and then win us a little bit later on. We'll get Drew's thoughts on the tournament and see who he likes moving forward. We're just giving you some numbers right now. And I know it's a little bit of overkill. And even me, I just want to start playing these damn games right now and get this rolling. But we do make final adjustments to our brackets, final adjustments to our picks, etc. So you can never have too much information. But it's almost overkill. But essentially, we can get deeper. We talked about it earlier. What's some key stuff here? I'll tell you something key. Everybody lives and dies by KenPom, right? So since the KenPom ratings came out in 2001, nobody's won the national championship not being in a KenPom defensive efficiency of the top 20. All right? The last 11 champions... The last eight champions have all been top 11 defense. So there's, we've given you the formula, all right? And I know it's not flashy, but the gist of it is the teams that can literally win this tournament are Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, Michigan. And Michigan, kind of on the outside. There's a couple of metrics going against Michigan, not to mention Isaiah Livers being out. But Michigan are sort of right there. Baylor are through the roof here. And I think we might have been sleeping on Baylor a bit just in the big picture. Just because they don't cover these big point spreads when they're laying 9 against Oklahoma State doesn't mean that they're not going to kill people in the tournament, right? So just looking at some deeper numbers, how can this help us with the handicap? Well, we talk about Georgia Tech without Moses Wright right now going up against Loyola Chicago. That point spread's only going to go up. They're going to be in trouble. But Oral Roberts had the leading scorer in the country, puts up 24.2 points a game. We talked about him. But there are a lot of numbers, actually, that are against Gonzaga. Like, ultimately, it's tough to do what they're doing, man. Nobody has run the table since 1976. It's a long time. There's been a hell of a lot of teams that have tried. Good teams that have tried. UNLV was a damn good team, man. You know what I mean? UNLV were good. There were some good Kentucky teams. So Gonzaga is the 20th team to enter the NCAA tournament undefeated. 7 of the previous 19 won a title, but none since 1976. So, in other words, UCLA did it every year in the old days. So, the greatest basketball program ever. But none since 1976. So, in the modern era, it's never been accomplished. All right? According to the computer numbers, Gonzaga have a 33.3% chance of winning the national championship. And it's funny, because I didn't even look at these numbers. And what did I just say? I said Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and Michigan. Houston are also on the list. As far as who's legitimately has a chance of winning, the Gonzaga Bulldogs have a 33.3% chance of winning. The Houston Cougars have a 13.2% chance of winning. The Baylor Bears have an 8.3% chance of winning. Illinois, 7.6%. Michigan, 6.7%. This is what's scary if you're Gonzaga. Only three times has a number one overall seed won the NCAA tournament since the selection committee began ranking the number ones in 2004. Florida in 2007, Kentucky 2012, Louisville 2013. The number one overall seed is also lost in the second round before. All right, so we've seen this. We've seen Virginia lose in the first round, actually. This is interesting as well. No team has ever lost its first conference tournament game and then won a national title. Man, thank God we won against Maryland, actually. For the record, West Virginia, Purdue, and Villanova all got bounced in their respective conference tournaments. 12 of the last 22 national champions won their conference tournament. Matthias, how you feeling right now about your bracket?
Gabe, back and forth every single day. As we were texting earlier today, I've had Alabama making a deep run. And then next thing I know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, wait a second, can Texas beat Alabama? And then I get stuck on there. Next thing I know, I'm having the same thoughts as you. That Jericho Sims kid's pretty damn special. What if he makes an impact on that game? What if he out-rebounds every freaking guy on Alabama and then that game goes south on me? That just ruined my bracket because I have Alabama making it all the way to the Final Four. You know, it's those types of decisions I'm going back and forth all day long. You know, those types of games. It's a mess, man. Yeah, it's March.
Yeah, you know what's funny, too, because I did my bracket and I sort of fired it off and I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's a good thing about these brackets. You can... You can redo them, right? You can submit them again. And, you know, I'm sort of comfortable with my bracket. And then, like you said, I go for a walk and I'm walking down the street. And, you know, instead of looking at hot chicks on the street, I'm actually thinking about them. Like, man, how far is Houston really going to go here? Or like, I had Ohio State on my mind for like 30 minutes today, bro. And like the Ohio State Buckeyes, I was thinking, you know, they actually can go pretty far. I started to buy in, and then I started to think, am I crazy? Am I going to regret buying in on Ohio State like this? But look, you look at Ohio State, they're going to beat Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts could cover the number. They're going to beat Oral Roberts. Then they're going to play the winner of Florida and Virginia Tech, who I think it'll be Va Tech. They're going to beat Virginia Tech. So then Ohio State's into the Sweet 16. And then who would they play there, bro? Arkansas. That's the tough one where I start to get like, oh, God, like, oh, man, like either one of those teams could win that game. You know, Arkansas, that's the team that I'm confused by. Arkansas could go far or Arkansas could get bounced in the second game. I don't know. Maybe they lose to Colgate when it's all said and done. Kansas, I do think, are a little vulnerable as far as the point spread is concerned. And Big Card Julio, of course, is the play-by-play voice of Chicago State. And he's going to join us tomorrow night. We'll get into the Grand Canyon, Iowa game, dig down a little bit deeper. He's been following the Lopes. And one thing about the Lopes, guys, is people talk about Garza all the time, Matthias, but Grand Canyon, they've got size. That's the one thing that, like, out of all teams that they're playing, and I know that, and no one stopped this dude, but Grand Canyon are a big team at this. You know what I mean? At least it's not like they're Oral Roberts and they're all like 6'4", bro. You know what I'm saying? Grand Canyon have some size on that team.
Yeah, Gabe, but you know what? Iowa has a bunch of seniors and a bunch of that leadership that, you know, it's a team that's been together for such a long time. Garza is a senior. Bohannon's a senior.
They're chokers. They're chokers.
I just feel like they're going to make a run this year. I think they're going to lose to Kansas.
Some artists work.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
In clay, some in oils. We work in actionable insights and expert perspectives. But we just call it the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports is everywhere, every day, and so is the information about it.
We cut through all the clutter
and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. You know what else is continuing? The countdown to tip-off, March Madness. Let's do this thing. Let's send it straight to the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Drew Martin steps up and in as the countdown is on. And I know nobody is more excited than Drew Martin is. That's why his Twitter handle is Drew Martin Bets. Let's do this thing, Drew. How you doing?
Gabe, always good to be on with you, especially this time of year, man. Best time of year to be a sports bettor. We got it's just nuts. You know, the amount of games happening, the amount of intrigue right now with the tournament. It's a lot of fun and always great to be on with you, bud. Thanks for having me.
I remember you doing periscopes at this time last year, walking around a deserted Las Vegas strip in the midst of the pandemic. I know it's not all systems go fully right now, but what's the atmosphere like at the sports books, and what are you expecting at the sports books this weekend for the tournament?
Gabe, it's interesting you bring that up. I think it wasn't on St. Patrick's Day, so it wasn't exactly a year ago, but I think it was a couple days ago. In terms of being a year ago, just when the shutdown happened and there was nobody there, it was awful, man. It was actually a week from a year ago from when the tournament would have been and how empty it was to, you know, now it's not full go by any means. It's not like Vegas is back to January, February, where it was just nonstop every night of the week was just nuts. But it's good to, have Vegas back a little bit, you know, in terms of, you know, America, Canada, everything. I think Vegas kind of sets the tone for you know, where the economy is going in the future. At least that's the way I view it. So when Vegas is doing well, I think, you know, kind of North America overall is doing well.
And Las Vegas has been left for dead a lot in the past, guys, and it's still standing. And it still will be standing. It's a very resilient town, and people are resilient. And when there's a light at the end of the tunnel now, but when everything really is, when everybody's vaccinated and there's a herd immunity, Vegas is going to kick ass again. People are going to party their asses off like crazy. They're going to go crazy once again. I actually think like July 4th. I think this summer things will really start to sort of normalize more. But it feels like forever since we've had a tournament, and it's great. It's great. Like March Madness is cooler than the Super Bowl. Like Super Bowl Sunday in a sports book in Vegas or at FanDuel in Atlantic City, etc., it's all cool. But March Madness, the fact that it's just all day, you meet people from all over the world, all over America, fans of different teams that maybe you didn't even like before. But, you know, you're like, you know what? These guys are all right, man. You know what? I've never liked Notre Dame. Never had a bad time partying with a Notre Dame fan. You know what I mean? Like, not a big Irish fan, but always have a great time getting wasted with Notre Dame fans in the sports book. And we talk smack to each other, and it's a great time. It's just a great atmosphere. And you just got to love it because there's not, you know what I mean? You're like on an NFL Sunday, there's games going on and people will be on different sides. But the emotion of March Madness in a sports book, bro, with multiple games going on at once, people on different sides, people on money lines, people on totals, people worried about their brackets. That's why it's March Madness. It's insanity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Super Bowl is great, like you said, but I mean, March Madness is kind of next level, man. And in terms of a normal year, I would put March Madness in conference championship week as my two favorite weeks. And interestingly enough, they're pretty much back to back. But given this year and the pandemic and you couldn't go to all the games, you know, keep in mind, in a normal year, four or five conference championships are in the city of Las Vegas. So it's really wild kind of the week before. But this year, it will be the best weekend of the year, most likely, at least until football starts. So yeah, it's just really exciting to have so much going on in Las Vegas. And like you said, you know, just being around different fans and seeing their perspective, because a lot of times you'll come in it and you'll be like, oh, this team's like, their fans, you know, they don't interest me at all. And then you get there and it's guys pounding beers, laughing, having a great time, cashing back. So it's just, it kind of brings a new perspective of each team's fan base.
Yeah, it does. And you realize you're all in it together. Everybody's just trying to win some bets, and that's the whole thing too, you know what I mean? I've been in sports books, and I've had, like, you know, $3,000 on the game, $4,000 on the game, next to a dude that's got a $20 parlay, but he's every bit as into it as we are, right? That's the beautiful thing about this. So let's get into the games, Drew. I look forward to your picks. I want to just start throwing games at you, but I've been talking a lot about how if you're looking for Cinderella, go rent the Disney movie. Because Cinderellas don't happen in March Madness. And we've talked about a lot of the formulas, you know, of what you need to win. And basically it's a 1, 2, or 3 seed. But we've talked about Mark Lawrence's playbook formula that has been spot on. So 17 of the last 18 NCAA champions have been a 1, a 2, or a 3 seed, have scored more than 73 points a game, have given up less than 73 points a game, own an average scoring margin of 7 or more, faced a top 75 schedule, have a coach with 6 or more NCAA tournament appearances in at least one Elite Eight game, were either in the NCAA tournament in the last tournament, or have an All-American player. Now, I can get a little bit deeper and tell you guys, 27 of the last 30 champions all won their conference tournament or their regular season championship. So basically, because it's funny, Drew, we hear people say, well, and I've never been impressed with winning a conference tournament coming into the NCAA tournament. You know, it doesn't seem to me like you know, I think teams are often tired. But the fact is, 27 of the last 30 years, guys, only 3 times did a team not win the regular season title or the conference tournament. So for the record, as far as these Elite Eight elements that we just discussed, there's only 3 teams that meet this criteria: Baylor, Gonzaga, and Kansas. I've got a couple of other formulas that I use as well. And the 2 teams that meet the criteria are Baylor and Illinois, with a Michigan a close third. So let's get down to business. Before we get into the games, who do you think, what's your final four? How do you think this is going to play out in the big picture?
You know, Gabe, it's interesting. All the stats you said, I mean, very good stats, by the way, and Mark Lawrence really knows what he's talking about. It's amazing to see, you know, the kind of man, I'm at a loss for words in terms of all of those stats equaling up to the last 17 of the last 18 national champions. I think it kind of works into the stats you were saying. We're top 40 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Yeah. And it works into it that way. You got to be able to play at both ends of the court. You know, teams like Iowa, where they're really strong on the offensive side, yet they don't really play defense that well. I don't necessarily think like a team like the Hawkeyes is one that I'm looking to kind of make, you know, have make a run, a non-number one seed here. And in terms of, you know, how confident I feel in each kind of final four squad that I'm picking this year, especially, Gabe, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of volatility. And this isn't a year where I would put, you know, all my money on one team type dealing. So just going around the board, some teams that I'm looking at betting here. You bring up Kansas, you know, as a 3 seed right now. What they're laying doubles against Eastern Washington. And Kansas, some people are trying to kind of group in there with Virginia, you know, in that COVID pause fade scenario, where I don't necessarily think Kansas and Virginia are in the same same ballpark here in terms of not being able to practice and question marks coming into the tip-off. I think Kansas, yes, they do have some questions, but they should be ready to go. And then, of course, they got the Drake Wichita USC winner on deck if they are able to beat Eastern Washington. So I wouldn't write off Kansas there. And then I can't really add anything to, you know, Baylor and Gonzaga, two number one seeds that I could see definitely, you know, punching their ticket to the Final Four, especially Gonzaga and their grouping, Gabe. I feel like the West is kind of the easiest route for the one seed in terms of the Bulldogs, Gonzaga making it out of there. Now Kansas is in there and Iowa as well, but I don't think Iowa especially is going to be able to kind of take it to Gonzaga, Gabe.
Well, you look at Gonzaga and the path that they have, and it's a very clear path. And, you know, listen, you were in the stock market. You were in the stock game before. So, listen, not a lot of people are running to the window to want to bet a minus 210 bet on a team to make the Final Four. But I thought there was more value, Drew, on playing Gonzaga at minus 210 to make the Final Four than to win the championship at plus 200. Because if once they get to the Final Four, they're not going to be that big of favorites in these basketball games. So then you can actually just bet Gonzaga on the money line in the first Final Four game and roll it over again in the title game if you wanted. But I laid down a nice play on Gonzaga minus 210 to make the Final Four. I just don't see anybody being able to beat them along the way. I mean, maybe they lose in the Final Four. Maybe they lose in the title game. Sure, I can see that. But I don't see them losing before they get to the Final Four. I laid minus 210, and I think it's a good bet.
Yeah. In you just in money management terms, Gabe, that's a smart bet because minus 210, just to break it down real simple, you're risking 210. And then if they do make it to the Final Four, which they likely will, the price is telling us that, you'll get $100 and then you can roll it over money line in what is likely going to be two competitively priced games at the end. And you'll make more than the, I believe you stated, you know, plus 200-ish to win the national championship.
And I'm not one of these people, and we always got God bless Loshack, but I nearly started a riot once when I asked and what the unit size was of his bet during the Super Bowl. But I bet $1,017 to get 500. That's what it worked out to get exactly 500 back. So as you stated, they get to the Final Four, boom, I've got 1,500 bucks to play with going into the Final Four and how I want to approach Gonzaga moving forward. Listen, we'll take a quick break, and then let's just start going rapid fire, man. I'm going to start throwing games at Drew.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Martin and Drew's going to be on Sunday night breaking it all down right here on The Grid. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Dave Morenci. We're kicking it with Drew Martin Betts. You can catch Drew Sunday night talking March Madness. And in fact, he's going to be in the middle of the Madness. You can find him over at sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV as well. So, Drew, I was talking about Gonzaga making it to the Final Four, really going out on a limb here. But that's the funny thing. Like, if somebody's tuning in right now and going, all right, you know, good job, jackass. You're giving us Gonzaga to go to the Final Four. I think Gonzaga to go to the Final Four should be more than minus 210. That's why I jumped on it. I'm surprised it's not like minus 350 or something, bro. Because think about it, Drew. If you add up the money lines in the first four games that Gonzaga play, they're going to be monster favorites every time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe the first one in the App State, you know, whatever. I don't know about the money line on that. Actually, some sports books, at least in Vegas, might not even take a money line. It's so high.
Missouri and Oklahoma, what do you think they'll be favored by? 12? 10 and a half?
It will likely be double digits, which is another high money line. And then what do we got the next game? You know, UVA's off the COVID pause. I don't even think UVA is going to make it. So it's going to be Creighton. I don't really love the Blue Jays. They got their own problems. Heck, it could even be the Ohio Bobcats from the MAC.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, they're going to steamroll all the way to the, you know, Elite Eight. And then at that point, you'll probably get a less than 10-point favorite. But still, at that price point, I think you actually did make a great bet.
I've got Gonzaga playing Santa Barbara, bro.
Do you really?
Yes, sir. I'm shaking things up. I've got Santa Barbara beating Creighton. I've got Ohio beating Virginia. And then I've got Santa Barbara beating Ohio.
Well, we see it 12-13 all the time, you know, at least one in the second round there. And in terms of subsector of region, and I'm talking 5-12 and 4-13, we got Creighton, USC, Santa Barbara, and we got Virginia, Ohio. All the subsectors, that's the weakest one in the whole tournament, Gabe, in my opinion.
So listen, we've talked a lot about this Villanova-Winthrop game. Out of the I always love this 12-5 stuff. This is not the one I like. I like Santa Barbara, and I want your thoughts on it. But out of the 4-12-5, so Villanova-Winthrop. Like I said earlier in the week, why is Villanova even showing up? Everybody's got Winthrop penciled in. Seth Davis said it's going to be an upset if Winthrop doesn't win the game. I'm not buying that, bro. What do you think about Winthrop? I get it, they're 23-1. Pretty damn trendy pick this week, though, Drew.
Yeah, they are. And it's almost like the 12-5 this season. You know, like a lot of seasons, Gabe, you got to pick one. I could definitely see them going down. I mean, 23-1, the Eagles, just up and down the court. You know, almost a tough kind of matchup here in Villanova with their player loss. I could see him winning this game. Actually, the Big South Conference was a conference I kind of honed in on a bunch this year. You know, teams like Gardner Webb, Longwood, Presbyterian, not very good teams by any means, but 23-1 is what it is. The best team they beat was Furman. That was actually the only team in the top 100 by Ken Pom's rankings. So just huge question marks there. It's a game, you know, Gabe, obviously you got to pick it in a bracket, but I'm not going to look to bet on that one.
Tennessee and the Beavers. You know what? I'm not enamored with this Tennessee team, but at the same point in time, I think the Beavers are in a tough spot traveling to Indianapolis. I'm not buying in to the Beavers, but I am buying into the Hoyas, bro. And one of my theories is that these teams from the West Coast are at a disadvantage, right? It's a true, true, true road game for these teams. I mean, come on, you've got the UCLA Bruins are playing the Michigan State Spartans in a Big Ten arena, Drew. 254 miles from East Lansing. Don't tell me it's not a disadvantage. Like, it is a disadvantage. Like, Colorado going on the road after, you know, going to Vegas. Now you go to Indianapolis. You get a Georgetown Hoya team. It's 20th in the country, 40 rebounds a game. They can crash the glass. They're playing with confidence. And listen, as far as bets are concerned, I am taking the Hoyas plus the points. And I am taking Santa Barbara plus the points. What do you think of those games?
You know, the Hoyas, Georgetown is a team, I'm with you. You know, I think that there is a little bit of an advantage here to the East Coast teams over the West Coast teams, like you talked about, especially the teams in the West Coast that went deep into their conference tournaments. Now, we got Georgetown, who obviously punched their ticket that way. But the way that they looked down the stretch, they weren't losing steam. You know, they weren't running out of gas against Creighton. They took it to them. 73-48, looking good, playing your best basketball at this time of the year, I actually think is a good thing, not a bad thing. And I don't want to penalize them too much for making their Big East run. You know, Patrick Ewing, what he's been able to do there. I'm not talking you off of that at all. And I do want to throw out one point here, Gabe. A kind of interesting handicapping angle is because we're getting different venues here. You know, one of the courts is going to be split in the big arena. How often are you getting to practice on these courts and practice in Indianapolis? I think is going to be an advantage. So I believe the first team to start practicing, you know, after their two negative tests 12 hours apart was Iona. And obviously Iona has a very good coach there. So I know they're going up against Alabama in round one, but they are catching 17 points. So if you're looking for an underdog to stay within two touchdowns and a field goal, maybe look towards the Gales.
Drew Martin kicking it with us. I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Drew, you're a smart guy, so I know you can handle this one. One of the tougher games on the board, and the odds makers feel the same way. That's why it's a stone-cold pick'em right now. Vautech and Florida. I know you watch both these conferences a lot. You're an SEC guy, and you also watch a lot of ACC basketball as well, being in both SEC and ACC country in the past. What's your take on the Hokies-Gators matchup?
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a real tough one, Gabe. And I'm not a big Florida guy this year. You know, I do like Mike White, what he's been able to do, but I like the kind of where they're going. In terms of this year's squad, though, I think a lot of people are forgetting, you know, their best player went down early in the season. And really, they've lost, what, three of their last four games? Yes, they did beat some decent teams and West Virginia in that Big 12 SEC crossover game. That was their biggest win of the season, 85-80. Over West Virginia, but you take that one out, there's not a whole lot of great wins that the Gators had, whereas Virginia Tech in the ACC, you know, not playing their best basketball down the stretch, losing to North Carolina, but they got some solid wins over tournament teams, at least more so than Florida does, in my opinion, beating Villanova back when they were healthy, you know, and also Virginia there. I lean Virginia Tech if you made me pick it, but another one, Gabe, I'm not going to be involved with.
Tough game. All right, let me ask you about the Virginia Cavalier and Ohio game, because if people don't know about Jason Preston, they're about to find out. The kid's a lot of fun to watch. He's basically... he's like a ball brother, essentially. He's got Lonzo and LaMelo, and in fact, that's sort of his nickname, LaMelo, of the college game. But he's lighting it up right now. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists a game. Shoots 50% from the floor, carrying his team. And I know this from years past, and I know they're different teams, but these teams are tough, bro. The Ohio Bobcat kids are tough. And I remember they knocked off Michigan years ago. Do you remember the Trey Burke team? I was at the Golden Nugget. Yeah. They got knocked off. Ohio went in there and beat them. Yeah. So trust me, I know what Ohio can do. And I don't know, like Virginia just don't play I know Virginia are better offensively than they have been. They're actually an over team, but I think this game comes down to the wire, bro. Like, I'm not saying Ohio beats them outright, but I think it comes down to the wire. I'm taking the 7 points. Plus, there's the unknowns about Virginia.
Yeah. I personally already bet Ohio +8. I'm going to add some. Actually, the first halves, I believe, just came out today. I add some on the first half as well. I think Ohio covers. I actually think they win outright, Gabe. If you're looking for an underdog here, a barking underdog to put a little money line wager on as well, I think Ohio's the team. You know, you bring up Preston. The fact that, you know, as good as he is, standing, 6'4", 6'5", he handles the ball. I'd actually look for him to play a little bit more point guard than he usually does, because they'll play him point guard, they'll play him shooting guard, a little small forward as well, but I think they're going to put the ball in his hands as much as possible. And you bring up Virginia has question marks. Absolutely they do, Gabe. They have COVID pause fade written all over them. It's been a great bet, one of the, you know, in terms of system angles bets that I can remember, Gabe. This teams off of a COVID pause, fading them in the first half has been cash money this season. I didn't think we were going to get one here in the tournament. We're getting it with Virginia. It looks like they're only going to have one practice before taking the court against Ohio. Two different styles here to get ready for as well. I know they're going to have the film prep. You know, yeah, they're going to be ready for what Ohio does, but not seeing it and working it in practice, it is a huge disadvantage. We've seen it from a against the spread standpoint and straight up standpoint this season. I would tell you to be very wary of the Virginia Cavaliers here. I like Ohio. I'm betting Ohio first half, full game, and I'm advancing Ohio in my bracket, Gabe.
This is the most competitive tournament. Like, in past years, I've sort of yawned when I see the bracket. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, same stuff. And you know what I mean? This year, it's fresh. It feels fresh. I don't know if it's because it's been 2 years, but we just have cool matchups and tough matchups in the first round. Instead, Virginia Cavaliers can lose the first game. And even, like, look at, like, Illinois, you know what I mean? No one gets rewarded. Even Gonzaga, Missouri and Oklahoma are good teams. Michigan's got to deal with LSU, I think, or St. Bonaventure. But I think LSU's going to win. So in a couple of minutes that we have, let me just throw it to you. We got about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes here, Drew. Who else did you bet on? What other games did you like? What bets have you already put in?
Yeah, St. Bonaventure. I like the Bonnies. I mean, talk about great games in the first round, Gabe. LSU and St. Bonaventure might take the cake in terms of a fan just watching what I want to watch. But I think the Bonnies are underrated. I really do, Gabe. And SEC overall, you might have heard it. You know, I didn't get into it too much when we were talking about the Gators. I have real question marks, Gabe, about the SEC. You know, a lot of people ranking the SEC possibly even third, fourth best conference. I don't know, man. Keep in mind, you know, the Blue Bud, Kentucky is down. Auburn, you know, they had a down season. So at least of recent times, two of the top three, four programs out of the tournament. I think some of these teams, you know, with their resumes, Alabama's good. You know, LSU's good, but I think that they're a little bit, you know, propped up. If you're looking for another game that I bet, I took Drexel plus the 23 against Illinois. I know a lot of people like in Illinois, and you're having to buy high on Illinois. I mean, minus 22.5, 23 points. That's the second highest spread out there. But Drexel, they play big. They play good against big teams. I actually think a 116 seed, if you're looking for a underdog to stay within, what, more than three touchdowns, Drexel's another one I'm looking at, Gabe.
And interesting, actually, if you're Illinois, don't tell me if they're up by 14 or 16 with 6-7 minutes left that they're not already thinking about Sister Jean. That they're not, you know what I mean?
Like it's part different. Of the handicap.
It really is, absolutely. Right? It's like, all right, we're good. We're safe. We're up by 14 here. Underwood, all right, we're good. Let's just sit everybody for the last 4 minutes here, right? We've got another game coming up in 48 hours.
Yeah, and even more so this year than in years past. You know, I don't think there's going to be a lot of, you know, put your foot on the accelerator and, you know, choke off your opponent. Nah, you're up 15 points with 8 minutes left. I think you're going second team and you're going to, like, kind of let the clock run out. There's not a lot of reasons to run it down your opponent's throat here. And Drexel's a sleeper team. They got good guard play. They're big down low. So if you're looking for a 116 there that nobody's talking about, I would take the plus 23 with the Drexel Dragons.
Drew, we got to get out of here, but a play that I'll give you a heads up on that I'm going to play, Oral Roberts first half, plus 9.5. Oral Roberts scored 39 points a game in the first half. They're going to come out bombing 46% of the shots into taker three-point shots. And I think Ohio State, listen, it's going to be a lot of points put up on the board in this game. But I think Ohio State are going to be a little bit surprised early in this game. But damn, these guys can shoot. And they can also hit free throws as well. Oral Roberts, first half. Drew Martin, Betts. Great stuff, Drew. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, good luck with Oral Roberts, Gabe. It sounds like a dentistry, you know, a dentist's office. But I'm rooting for you, man. Plus the point there. Always fun, Gabe. Good luck this March Madness, buddy.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events. Information you can take to the bank. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We know things are nuts out there. You need something to depend on.
That's where we come in.
Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else.
Depend on it.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Class into its final moments. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio as the countdown is on. So we're not going to be on until 6 o'clock Eastern. All right, we're going to be on at 6 o'clock Eastern. Game Time Decision, Sirius XM Channel 204, and of course all of our AM radio affiliates and digital video platforms, TV, and everything else in between. So the tournament is going to start in the 5 o'clock hour. The first four begins with Mount St. Mary's and Texas Southern. We've had different opinions on this basketball game from different guests. It's obviously a game in which none of us would be betting under usual circumstances, but that's the beautiful thing about March Madness. And now, this isn't going to bust anybody's bracket. I actually think these games should be in a bracket just to make it difficult on people. Just to make it like tricky, like, oh, really? I got to pick a winner in this game? Mount St. Mary's and Texas Southern. To me, listen, Mount St. Mary's were 8-10. They won four straight games to get here. Texas Southern were 2-7, played an extremely difficult non-conference schedule, were respectable losses along the way, are on a 9-game win streak, and have won 14 of their last 15 games. This is offense versus defense. Defense, Mount St. Mary's. Offense, Texas Southern. Mount St. Mary's is the one-point favorite. So, in other words, the odds makers are saying, you guys decide, man. We don't know. Like, honestly, that's what they're saying. They're saying, we don't know. You guys make up your mind. Give me Texas Southern plus the one. Texas Southern plus the one. And tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we'll break down the Drake-Wichita State game that tips off at 6:27 Eastern. Norfolk and App State, and then, of course, Sparty and the Bruins. We like Sparty in that matchup. Thanks to all of our guests tonight. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.